Fourth One.
Boogie in the morning.
It's time for What's It? It's time for What's It? The time is 8:13.
It is 8:13 on the button, and that means it's time for What's It. And it was another win for the girls. It was on Thursday, wasn't it, the last time we played the normal game. Had a Mother's Day special on Friday. Paul Nicol is my new bloke. He's 38, from Port Seton. He's a student at Edinburgh College doing railway engineering course. So what's it like being a mature student then, mate?
That's quite enjoyable, yes. It's hard work. You know, it's railway engineering. You know, it's a lot of physical kind of effort, but it's a good bunch of boys in there, so it makes it worthwhile.
Well, listen, it's great to have you on the show, and representing the boys of Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife. We're 3 points behind for the month, so we need to get our finger out, Paul, okay?
Okay,
I'll describe the words. You've got to guess what those words are. If you get stuck, say what's it, and we can move on, but you can only do that once in your time. Are you ready, Paul?
No problem. I'm ready, yeah.
All right, 30 seconds, and your time starts now. When it's freezing outside, you put a coat on to keep you what?
Warm.
Yeah. Mum, dad, two kids, collectively, what are they?
Family.
Yeah. Ben Stiller spent a night in one of these, and they have artifacts.
Cave.
No. The national one of Scotland is on Chambers Street.
Museum.
Yes, that's right. Bricks and mortar build up your what?
Home.
House is right, yeah. It's a girl, and she's not a Boy Scout. What is she instead?
She's a
brownie.
A brownie.
But you got all the others. You got warm, you got family, you got museum, and you got house. You scored 4 points, Paul.
Okay,
not bad at all. I think that might be enough to beat your girl, although she does do you proud, though, doesn't she?
She does, yes. Her name is Denise Pride. She's 50 from Curry, married to Rob, two kids, Robbie and Erin. She's an accountant with City of Edinburgh Council, and she's just got an allotment which she's working on for this year.
Wow, so is this a new thing for you?
It is, yes.
Okay, and what made you get an allotment?
Oh, I've always wanted to grow veg and stuff. So.
Okay, wow. So what are you going to grow?
Black currants and gooseberries, but I'll do the traditional patties and onions and whatever.
Brilliant.
There you go, allotments. I never thought we'd be talking about allotments this morning on the show, but we learn something new every day. All right, Denise, 5 points for the girls. We'll get you the win, okay?
Okay.
30 seconds. Say what's it. If you get stuck, your time starts now.
I had an upset one of these on Friday. Proper
Stomach.
Name? Yes. If you, it's red and pimply and quite irritated, what do you have?
Spots.
On your face.
Pimples.
Men can get this when they shave.
Acne.
No, it's like the whole.
Rash.
Yes. You can put concrete ones down under a shed to lay
Rocks.
As a foundation.
Paving stones.
Yeah, it's a concrete wall.
Slab.
Yes. I might go to the citizens for this.
Theatre.
No, it's to get the tell.
Advice.
Oh, she got advice.
Did you say advice then?
I did just say advice, yeah.
That would give you the draw. Yes, advice was that last word there. Advice, slab, rash, and stomach. You scored 4 points, Denise.
Okay.
I can't believe you managed to get 4 points there. You were really struggling, but you still managed it in the end. That means it's another tiebreaker, and Denise, you're the queen of these, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
How many have you won so far?
Three.
You've won three tiebreakers. Okay, well, Paul, we need this one, mate, okay?
Okay, no problem.
I will describe a word. If you want to answer, you've got to shout out your own name. Do not shout out the answer or you'll be disqualified. And if you get it wrong, the other person wins. Okay. This is part of your hand, and it's the flat bit that's
Denise.
Not... Denise.
Oh, palm.
Is the right answer!
Yeah!
I don't believe it! Oh, no! Another win, another time. You're like Germany with penalties. You just kind of get beat. Well done. Are you going to come back tomorrow?
Oh, yes.
We'll talk to you then. Well done, Denise.
Right.
Oh, Paul, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry, mate.
Mate, thank you so much for being on.
Hey, no problem, okay, man. Thanks a lot, Briggy.
Speak to you soon, pal. And oh, God, blimey. It's now boys 3, girls 7.